from the story whose name we would never even know. We don't know anything about him. I call him the secret admirer. The story of the death of Jesus starts in a private garden, the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, we mustn't think of this garden as a public park. This was a private garden, which meant that it belonged to a very wealthy person. He was a secret admirer of Jesus, as he probably put the garden at his disposal. Use it anytime you like. Go there to rest from time to time. Try to get away from it all. Now, we don't know how often Jesus used it, but we do know that he spent the last night of his life there in torment and foreboding. And it was there that they arrested him in the wee hours of the morning. When the temple guards came for Jesus, there must have been quite an uproar. It must have disturbed the sleep of all the well-off people who lived around the garden. But none of them came out to see what was going on. They were too worldly wise for that. They knew how to keep out of trouble. They knew it was dangerous to meddle, to get involved. So they shoved their heads under their pillows till the noise ceased and Jesus had been taken away. And the secret admirer did the same. He did not intervene. He liked Jesus, he admired him, but he didn't want to get involved. I have often been a secret admirer of Jesus. There has never been a time in my life when I haven't known about him, but there have been many times when I have definitely kept him at a safe distance. I have not wanted to commit myself, to make myself look stupid or too religious or out of the ordinary. My admiration has been very secret. Public commitment to Jesus would be more than embarrassing. It might even be dangerous. So sometimes I keep my head down. I see something wrong going on, clearly wrong. Maybe somebody's being abused. I know that I should say something, and I know that I'm avoiding the challenge. Inside of myself, I'm a little ashamed, because a love for Jesus is a difficult thing to keep secret. Nevertheless, I manage to keep it hidden sometimes. I'm a secret admirer. Are you?